I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. While Colorado farmers and ranchers are weathering the tariff wars and low commodities as best they can, the Colorado Farm Bureau says there are some signs that point to improving conditions, although Vice President of Advocacy Sean Martini says none are a sure bet.
There's a significant issue with swine disease in China right now that could potentially help with pork demand here in the short and intermediate term. There's some significant weather events that are happening in Australia that could potentially assist wheat prices for producers here in the U.S. But at the same time, we're growing bumper crops. I think nobody quite really knows how to feel.
The Colorado Farm Bureau says farmers and ranchers who attend the annual Legislative and Leadership Summit in Denver next month will have a chance to bend the ear of lawmakers on important issues related to ag production. The group says it's committed to protecting the interests of agricultural water users, defend producers' property rights so that landowners can use their properties in the best way they see fit. They'll also push for more of all forms of cost-effective energy. Other top priorities include improved access to broadband. And finally, CFB says it will work to get more infrastructure funding into rural Colorado. All these issues will likely come up during the Legislative and Leadership Summit as members work on skills to become effective spokespersons for agriculture with public officials and state lawmakers. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.